another edition of the Flipside coming your way for this Wednesday, July the 11th. Robbie Noel with you for the next hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number, 1-800-691-7898. You can use that number to ask me any question about this crazy world of gold and silver you will like. Or you can send me an email, and I'll be happy to answer the question as best as I can. And if it's long-winded, I will answer the question on air. I much prefer answering questions on air than responding via email, because as I've mentioned many times, I have a disability, and my disability is I can't get 10 fingers to operate independently, and so I am affectionately referred to as a pecker, because I can only use two fingers, and so it takes a long time to sometimes respond to questions, so much better to do it on air. You know, every now and again, you get rewarded for watching CNBC. And this morning, it was rather delightful. Paul Krugman, the bastion holder of Keynesian economics, was invited onto Squawk Box. Allegedly to talk about his book, but they never got anywhere close to discussing the book. And he was obviously miffed with the host's questions, and subsequently cut his interview short, only to immediately get on his Twitter account and say this. Among other things, people getting their news from sources like that are probably getting terrible advice about any kind of investment that depends on macroeconomics. It's amazing just how skewed their policy views are. Well, Paul Krugman finally gets something right. There are zombies on CNBC.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. use for emergencies, or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Tears of joy stream down my face where lungs were open.
Welcome back to the Upside for this Wednesday morning. And let me throw this in for the benefit of those of you who don't tune into this show that often. Whenever I quote gold and silver and Wall Street numbers, I am not quoting off CNBC's ticker tape. CNBC's ticker tape, whether it is for stocks or commodities, is about 15 minutes delayed. Let me give you an example. Right now, CNBC is showing gold down $4. When I quote prices, I'm quoting from Kitco, which is pretty close to as real-time as you're going to get. As an example, right now, Kitco is showing gold is up $8.60 at $15.76. Silver is up 25 at $27.18. Platinum higher by a dollar at $14.30. Palladium higher by four at $5.83. Dow currently off 54 points at 12,598. NASDAQ off 15 at 2,887. U.S. dollar marginally weaker by 15 basis points. Dollar index at 83.25. And crude oil higher by $1.32 at 85.23. No idea why we are seeing strength in the metals market today outside of speculating that it could be anticipating, because in this financial world that we live in today, it's pretty much a headline-driven market. Rise and fall in gold and silver prices on a daily basis is in large part predicated on rumors about Federal Reserve's quantitative easing. And if rumors about quantitative easing have more merit than previous ones, then the gold price and silver price goes higher. If the talk is predominantly of the Fed throwing cold water on any announcement about quantitative easing, gold and silver prices go down. And so today, what I can only assume is the reason for higher gold and silver prices is traders and investors are awaiting the soft noon's FOMC minutes from the Federal Reserve to see whether or not there are any fresh clues on future U.S. monetary policy actions. And obviously, specifically what they are looking for is any hint the Fed is going to embark on another round of quantitative easing. And so, judging by what gold and silver prices are doing this morning, there must be some belief that there is going to be some wording to that effect. Now, having said that, should the FOMC minutes come out and there's no hint of quantitative easing, well, guess what's going to happen to gold and silver prices? They will fall, and the fall will be blamed on, yes, disappointment from comment and state. It's also interesting to note, I guess, that some of the comments about yesterday's decline in gold and silver prices was blamed on the collapse of MFG. CFTC has announced that it's still can't account for some $200 million. And as we know, with all these scandals, you get one number one week, and then a week later, another number pops up that shocks everybody. Now, there's been a lot of chatter about the CFTC approving its definition of what a swap is, because it was mandated to do that under the Dodd-Frank rules. And let me just say this, as with all government regulations, we still don't know what the actual definition of a swap is. We will most probably not find that definition out for probably another 60 days. I know some have speculated this could send markets substantially higher or lower, but I don't buy into those arguments just simply because, as with all regulation, the proposed CFTC definition of what a swap is now goes into the Federal Register. And once it goes into the Federal Register, there's a 60-day comment period. And it's only after that comment period when the law actually becomes a reality. We won't find out what the CFTC's definition of the swap is until one of the worst financial months of the year, and that's September. And yes, I still have my antennas up for September and October. I'm not superstitious by any stretch of the imagination, but I've been in this business long enough to know that September and October, although it doesn't happen each and every year, but by and large, greater percentage of the time, those are the 2 months of the year where it's kind of advantageous to be out of the market, sitting on the sidelines, just seeing where everything ends up. And that's what I find interesting about all this talk about how long the LIBOR rate has been manipulated. Because it goes back to 2007. Now, I'm a little frosty on my dates, and I don't know whether it was 2007 or 2008 in September. I think after the Lehman Brothers collapse, where Hank Paulson was running around Washington, D.C., telling congressmen and senators if they didn't approve TARP funds to bail out the banks, martial law would be in the street. And gold, and a lot of evidence, gold at its biggest one day in its history. It's up $100. Anyway, we'll take time out. Be right back.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Karavim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Karavim? Simple. Karavim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372. Or go to teravim.com, that's teravim.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
What
would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A 1-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
For this Wednesday. You know, it's real interesting to revisit the events of 2007 and 2008 as Hank Paulson was running around and telling anybody who would listen the importance of reinstilling confidence within the financial system, and failure to do so would not only cause a financial implosion, but social unrest would be breaking out all over the country. At the same time, Timmy Geithner was head of the New York Fed, and it seemed as though one of the ways that Hank Paulson and Timmy Geithner decided they would help in restoring confidence in the markets was to make sure that the credit markets didn't freeze up, and the only way they could guarantee that was to have a hand in manipulating LIBOR. And so what we have experienced on a regular regular basis since 2007. As people are losing faith in the system, and it's no wonder that the folks on CNBC don't want to ever get into this discussion. After all, the people are responsible for the economic malaise, the very people that sign their paychecks. Today's global monetary system has been pervaded by greedy, power-seeking liars, thieves, and cheats. A week does not go by without a new story, another bank fraud, or some illegal activity perpetuated by a supposedly reputable financial institution. And it seems the more the reputable institution is, the bigger the fraud is. The LIBOR scandal is nothing more than another example of our corrupt monetary system. LIBOR is the benchmark for trillions of dollars of loans worldwide. Mortgage loans, small business loans, personal loans. It is believed that LIBOR is tied to transactions with a notional value of some $500 trillion. And it is, without question, the most important benchmark regarding interest rates. This LIBOR scandal is, without question, the biggest banking scandal in the history of the world. And it doesn't matter whether it's Barclays Bank, Bank of England, or the governor, Paul Tucker in Great Britain, or John Corzine of MF Global. All these men of power, whenever they are questioned about events, suddenly suffer from memory loss and deny any knowledge of any of the events in question. But no doubt their net worth has expanded exponentially, and you can be sure that none of them will ever be convicted. Yet if we you or I commit any act like stealing a loaf of bread, you can bet the wrath of hell will come down on you like a ton of bricks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life. healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Wednesday, and you know, I guess an appropriate question is if this libel scandal is the greatest scandal to hit the banking and financial markets, what was the last big scandal? See whether or not this one meets up to that. And I guess the last time we had a scandal this big was when people discovered that the goldsmiths were clipping their coins. Yes, my friends, we have to go all the way back to coin clipping to come up with a scandal as large as LIBOR. And for those students of history, especially money history, I'm sure you will find there's a lot of parallels between the scandal of coin clipping and where we are today. And in case you are not familiar with the coin clipping scandal, if you pull out some of your loose change, you will notice that coins today all have reeds on the edges. And the reason there are reeds on the edges of coins was a direct result of coin clipping. So people would be able to easily identify whether or not their coins had been clipped. Let's go to the phones. Renee, how you doing?
Hey, pretty good. First time I've ever called on your new time slot.
Yes, thank you so much. I feel more perky in the morning than the afternoon, so I'm ready for you.
Well, you know, you're covering an issue that I know you're more aware on this than many conservatives, because, you know, and I grew up Republican in Louisiana, too, and, you know, I have carried a lot of the same baggage that other people have carried. You know, we all carry our baggage, either conservative baggage from the Republicans or Democrat baggage from the left or whatever. And you know, the thing is, you know, we're all indoctrinated to believe how great the middle class is. And really, all our it's those poor welfare queen women and stuff like that. And, you know, when you look at this in the plantation model, in many ways, our middle class are the house slaves, as Malcolm X described. And what the house slaves would do, they would rat out the field slaves in order to suck up to the master so they could have a higher, more comfortable position. You know, we're figuring out that very many of that great, hollowed, middle class we have to save are the biggest rat finks. They either are the bankers, doctors, lawyers, and many other of the professional class, like you say, you were talking about, that we, the people in the most revered institutions, and then the people in government that we pay, like people who work in the SEC, okay, and all these other agencies, or our corrupt police and FBI and stuff. These people make up the middle class, and they are very much the ones responsible for the mess we're in. But we, you know, I still people going around like parrots, you know, oh, we have to save the middle class. You know, when it comes to small business people who are the backbone of this country trying to make it in a small business against astronomical odds, because a lot of those people who work in government and stuff actually pay off the government to make it harder on the small business people in order and give advantage to the larger people who pay them off. The thing is, you know, I have the utmost respect, and I come from a family of small business owners, and I know how hard it is. But many of the middle class are there because they are like the house slaves who suck up to the master, or they work directly for the master, like government. And these people are a large part of the problem, but we've been trained to focus. They're so great, and we shouldn't look at them. When more and more, look at the whole Catholic Church thing, and they're not the only ones with all their stuff and then their money laundering and pedophilia and everything else. The thing is, I think, you know, because I think conservatives tend to do this the most, okay, to blame those lowest on the pecking order ladder. We need to realize that the bigger thieves, like you said, you talked earlier about, oh, yeah, we steal a loaf of bread. But, you know, the thing is, it's really the thieves closer to the top, a lot of the people we were taught to respect and actually hope to maybe become someday, which causes a lot of conflict in a person mentally where they don't want to see the truth because they want to be like that someday. So they can't see the dark side of that because then that would cause a moral conflict. So this causes some of the blindness in seeing the wrongdoing of those us in positions that we would aspire to be in because it's a more comfortable lifestyle. So that actually causes some of the blindness. Whereas the people at the bottom that we don't like, we don't want to be, it's easy to see the dark side of them. We don't care. They're easy to kick around. So I think this is a real pair for those who are willing to do it. But a lot are not going to be able to. There needs to be a huge paradigm shift if they're really going to see things more realistically.
Yes, I know. It's a very confusing political model for people to try and keep abreast of as we speak. because of the fact that a lot of news reporting is done to justify people's long-held prejudices.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's easy to see when you browse through certain websites. You can almost predict what the news coverage is going to be based on the ideology of the webmaster or of the folks that control the content of any website.
And you know, people need to become aware of their bias of self-interest. You see, it's
sure.
And they don't even realize they're doing this. You have to become very aware to catch yourself doing this.
I know. I try to catch myself.
Oh, I know. You are. You're the better one. That's why I'm talking to you. And the thing is, you see, when we're presented with a situation, okay, a person who is less powerful, well, they have less. Let's say you have a disagreement between a more powerful person and a less powerful person, and, like, you, the judge. Well, you see, the less powerful person, one, is in a position they have less power to hurt you if you go against them or to reward you if you favor them. The more powerful person is in a position to reward you or, if you hack them off, punish you. So in that own person's in self-interest of self-preservation, they're going to have an unconscious bias to side with the more powerful person because it's less dangerous and more likely to be rewarded, and against the less powerful person because they can't fight back and they can't reward you. If more people became aware of this unconscious bias, I think we could make a great leap forward.
Oh, there's no question, but unfortunately, you know, as I've said many times, politics in America is like people's support for sports teams. You know, you. You pick your team and you stick with them through thick and thin, irrespective of how bad they are. And I always use the Cubs as an analogy. The Cubs have to be the worst baseball team in the last 100 years. And yet, whenever the Cubs show up for spring training in Scottsdale, Arizona, it is the hardest ticket to get of any of the spring training games. They seem to have more loyal and faithful fans today than they did 100 years ago. You know, so once a Cubs fan, always a Cubs fan. And it's the same thing when people align themselves with a political ideology or philosophy. It's very tough for people to switch teams.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I was glad Jesse Ventura's book, see, we're so trained, like I say, you know, to see gangs as of the lower classes, but as if the upper classes don't have them. And the new title of his books is something like Democrips and Rebloodlicans. And see, I made that same point one time as Tom Hartman, you know, one time on his show. The thing is, you know, I told him, I said, the only difference between the Democrats and the Republicans and the Crips and the Bloods are that the Democrats and Republicans wear three-piece suits without the bling. Well, then he was laughing so hard he couldn't argue with me. But the thing is, I that's why I was glad to see Ventura come out with that book, because they say so much of it is how we were all trained to see the world, and that the upper class people in the respected professions don't, oh, they don't do wrong. They're there to help you and stuff. And how, look at this cuckoo stuff that so many people in the mental health care feel and how wrong they've been so many times. Look how many people the doctors and nurses are killing God knows the clergy is corrupt and crazy. And so it's like, really? But you see, there's a bias there, too. You see, people don't want to see the dark side of those institutions because those are the people you are supposed to be able to go to for help when you're vulnerable. And people don't want to see the dark side there because if they see that, that's entirely too scary as they realize you're on your own. And when you are the most vulnerable, the people you should be able to trust are untrustable. Well, people don't want to go there. That's entirely too scary. And that's part of what holds the entire system into place.
Well, I think as all these scandals unfold, it is bringing some much-needed debate to the forefront once again, because unlike many other scandals out there, people are soon going to realize that their back pocket was picked as many were in the LIBOR scandal. And the one way to get the average Joe's attention is to show how he has been ripped off over the years based on fictitious LIBOR rates. They will start paying attention.
We do see it happening.
The really good news about gold and silver is, you know, heretofore skeptics of the so-called conspiracy about gold and silver prices manipulation is fast becoming just for media investigation. As a matter of fact, I was quite surprised that the London Telegraph over the weekend in a lengthy and very informative article revisited the Gordon Brown scandal of 2002 when he decided to sell off the Bank of England's gold hoard at a ridiculous price of $256. And the article goes a long way in explaining his reasons and his motivations for that. So, you know, gold and silver price or financial market manipulation, although always regarded as the purview of the lunatic fringe or the conspiracy class, is fast moving from conspiracy a theory to conspiracy fact.
Oh, yeah, you know, things keep going in this direction. Robbie, we're going to be respectable.
Well, I think as more and more people become aware of what's been going on, and there's no reason why they shouldn't become aware of it, because we do have a wonderful tool at our disposal. And if someone wants to find resemblance of the truth, it's not that hard to do. I try to provide links to what I think are informative articles on my website. But I have to admit, obviously, I do have a bias, and I obviously post articles that support my bias.
Oh, I know. You're one of the only ones. I think you are the only one that talks about that. But, you know, one of our biggest problems is all our people in government and law enforcement. Because the thing is, you know, we're always going to have thieves and stuff. And, okay, yeah. So we pay these government people. They're supposed to take care of it. But the thing is, they're the worst part because they have not done their job. Until we start hanging some of them, trying and convicting and executing.
Yes. Renee, thank you so much, my dear. I enjoyed your early morning input, and we'll be back after this.
Twisted news and false information.
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Wednesday. Well, it looks like Bob Chilton is doing the rounds on the financial media, explaining the CFTC's 4-1 vote yesterday on the definition of swaps. Speaking to Bloomberg News this morning, and this is Rich. Well, how else are you going to spin this? Chilton stated that the rampant financial fraud on Wall Street needs to undergo a massive cultural shift. And while the swaps definition is not perfect, Chilton believes it will help create a cultural shift on Wall Street. I'll have to analyze a bit more of his complete statements to Bloomberg, but you got to hand it to him. Yeah, he took a real concern of the rampant financial fraud on Wall Street and turned the CFT's vote of 4-1 as a positive step in engineering confidence on Wall Street. Well, I guess that's why they pay him the big bucks. As I said, we won't know the full extent to what the CFTC's definition of swaps is for another 60 days. And as you know, in the current financial climate, 60 days could be a lifetime. Anyway, as the story develops, and if there's anything of import, I will have it posted up on my website at robbynull.com. If you want to read the London Telegraph article about Gordon Brown and what happened in 1999 and 2002, a great article. As a matter of fact, it looks like the kind of stuff that the folks...